And welcome to episode 2 of Coffee with Jesus. God is in the details. Are you a worrier? I am. I tend to worry and fret over every little detail, to the point where I can't take it anymore, and then I throw up my hands and say, God, help! And he always does help. But there have been a few times where I've tried a different tact. You see, God tells us not to worry. He tells us to leave the details to him. Jesus tells us in Luke 12, 22 through 26, Therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat, or your body, what you will wear. Life is more than food, and the body more than clothes. Consider the ravens. They do not sow or reap. They have no storeroom or barn, yet God feeds them. And how much more valuable you are than birds. Who of you, by worrying, can add a single hour to his life? Since you cannot do this very little thing, why do you worry about the rest? In a typical situation, I worry about everything that can go wrong. And then I wait, and then I say, God, can you help me with this one little thing? And he helps me. And then I wait again, and something else goes wrong. And I say, God, can you help me with this little thing? And he helps me. Well, when I was leaving the Navy the second time, I decided to try something different. I was due to fly to Houston from Japan. So I thought I would try a little experiment. Rather than fret over every little detail and praying for help as every little problem arose, I told God this time I would trust him to be in control, and I would ask him to be in all of the details for the entire trip. If any problems came up during the trip, I would not fret or get anxious. I would simply trust him. There was plenty that could go wrong along the way. Bags could get lost, customs issues, flight delays. I had about 5 different layovers. I could miss any one of them. I left Yokosuka, Japan by bus and headed to Yokohama, which was about an hour's drive. From there, I got on a plane and I flew from Misawa to Anchorage, Alaska. From there, I flew to Seattle, and then to Phoenix, and then finally from Phoenix to Houston. As you can see, lots of stops, lots of layovers, a lot of potential for things to go really wrong. Not only did things not go wrong, they went smoother than I ever could have imagined. It was a very long trip. It took about 37 hours from when I left the Navy base to when I landed in Houston. I probably hung out in terminals waiting for my connecting flights about as much time as I was actually in the air flying. However, in the end, I met up with my family in Houston at the airport, and all of my bags arrived with me as well. A few years later, I was getting ready to leave for another deployment to Afghanistan. This time, I was working as a government civilian, and once again, I was looking at all of the things that could go wrong. I decided that before I even left home, I would take the same approach as I did in Japan. It was hard enough to leave my family and heartbreaking enough. I didn't want to have to add worry to all of that as well. So, before I left home and before saying the heart-wrenching goodbyes, I asked God to be in control again from when I left my house to when I got back into Afghanistan. And not just for the flight and the traveling, but for the training as well. The only direction I'd received from the base was to go to the USO and ask about a shuttle. That was it. That was all they told me. They said, when you land, go to the USO, ask about a shuttle. Okay. But I was trusting God for the whole thing. So I left home. I flew to Indianapolis, Indiana. Went to the USO. And the gentleman there knew exactly what I was talking about. He told me when the shuttle would arrive. Tell me what door to be at. So, first detail, done. Check. Next up was my concern about actually arriving. There had been a little bit of a mix-up with the paperwork, and I was getting there a little later than I had thought. And by this point, I'll be honest, I had learned not to trust the government very much. But, sure enough, I got there. I arrived. My name was on the list. They even had a bed for me. It was in an open-bay barracks with 30 of my closest friends. But it gets better. The next morning, I received a phone call. They had a private room for me with internet. So not only were they expecting me and waiting for me, things once again had worked out better than I had thought they would. Concern number two, check and exceeded. The training itself was another area that so much could go wrong. There was so much to do in that short week. Medical, immunizations, dental, legal, finance, IDs, personnel, gear issues, not to mention all of the briefs and training that had to go along with all of that. They packed a lot into that first week. The first day was our medical review. I was not as concerned with that because I'd recently been discharged from the Army, and believe me, they performed quite the physical before I left. I was concerned about my immunizations, however. I had had many negative experiences in this regard. My first three duty stations in the Navy, I had to receive the whole series of shots because my shot records mysteriously disappeared. They got lost, they were missing. So this time, I came prepared. I had my medical record from Fort Hood, I had all my supporting documentation, and I even had my very own shot record that I kept with me. However, all that preparation I had done was not even needed. When I got to the medical, they had already had a record set up for me with all the information from the Army database. Everything was up to date, and everything was taken care of that day. Concern number three, check, and again, exceeded. Next up was dental. And again, more concerns. They had required a particular government form that my private dentist was supposed to fill out. However, Fort Hood had also done a dental exam when I left, so I did not have the proper government form. But again, I was going to trust God. I asked him to be in all the details, so I was going to trust him. When I showed up and they asked my form, I told them the Army had just done a dental exam for me. The gentleman looked me up in the system. He took my checklist sheet and check, 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 done. I was done in the dental in all of 5 minutes. Concern number four, check, and again, exceeded. Are y'all seeing a pattern here? By trusting God to be in the details, he not only took care of all the details, a lot of times he exceeded my expectations. All of the administrative stuff, all of the legal stuff, everything had gone so much smoother than I had expected. The last time I had gone through that process, it was long, drawn out, lots of standing around, lots of waiting. This time, it was quick, smooth, and over before I knew it. My last main concern, at least here at the base, was with gear issue. The first time I deployed to Afghanistan, I went to the Central Issue Facility, and they wanted to give me a whole bunch of gear that I'd already had. And this seemed to be non-negotiable. I did not have room for it all. We were limited by our bags and by our weight. And honestly, I'm not sure I would have made the weight allowances with having two sets of a lot of the gear. I went back and forth with the Central Issue Facility. Finally, after a lot of arguing with the guy, he said, fine, we'll just do it like this. Now, when I left Afghanistan, I left a lot of my gear behind, because I knew I was going to be returning. So I was worried when I got to the Central Issue Facility for my second tour that I was going to have the same experience as I did when I was in the Army. Well, I got to the Central Issue Facility and they asked all of us who already had the gear. Those of us who had gear were sent to another building where they looked up our records. My record showed I had everything, except for about a few minor items that I really can't get into that I had to turn in. So they printed out the form there. I got those few minor items back and I was done. They gave me just what I needed, nothing I didn't. They didn't get snippy with me. They didn't try to argue with me. It was very smooth. I got through the training. I got my gear issued, got through medical, dental, all the administrative and legal stuff. Everything not only went smoothly, it all went better than I could have expected. At this stage, I got to the really big concern, leaving the base in Indiana and arriving in theater with all my gear. By this point, though, I was starting to notice the pattern, and I wasn't as concerned. After all, before I left home, I asked God to be in all the details from when I left home to when I got to Afghanistan. Up to this point, he had been in the details, of everything. So there was no doubt that he would help me out the second time. Sure enough, I left the base in Indiana. We took our charter flight overseas. We landed at the Army base in the middle of nowhere in one of those middle Balkan countries. All my gear was there. They put us on our next flight to Bagram. All my gear was there. There were even people waiting for me to pick me up and bring me where I needed to go. I got checked in Afghanistan. I got my quarters in Afghanistan. I had all my gear with me. Once again, God had not only taken care of the details, he had exceeded my greatest expectations. From the moment I left my house to the moment I arrived in my new quarters in Afghanistan, God had taken such good care of me. He had taken care of every single detail. He had exceeded all of my hopes. It was the smoothest bout of training and the smoothest bout of travel I had ever gone through with the U.S. government. In this particular case, God really was in the details. And I learned, instead of worrying about something, instead of waiting, worrying, waiting, and then going to God and help, instead of worrying and waiting, and then simply asking God to help for that one particular situation, I could go to God in the beginning and say, God, here's my situation. Will you please be in the details? Will you please take care of all of the details? And then I would not need to worry. I simply needed to trust him. And I knew, and to this day, I know that when I ask God to be in the details, he won't just take care of me. He won't just meet the details. He will exceed my expectations. This does not mean that every day life is a bowl of ice cream. I have hard days. I have good days. I have bad days. But through it all, I know that God is in the details. And when times are tough, I know that God is right there with me. I know that God is going to get me through. And I know eventually I'm going to get back to the day of ice cream. Because God really is in the details. Thank you for listening to the second episode of Coffee with Jesus. Some of you may be a little confused by the way I kept switching between Army and Navy. So I thought I would just take a quick moment to explain that I joined the Navy first. I was commissioned as an ensign in the U.S. Navy. I did two tours of active duty with a tour in the reserves in between. After my second tour of active duty with the Navy, I joined the National Guard. From there, I was activated with the U.S. Army for my first tour in Afghanistan. While I was in Afghanistan with the Army, I was offered a job to go back to Afghanistan working for the government as a civil servant. And that is what I chose to share today. I hope that clears things up. If you have any questions at any time, please do not hesitate to post in the comments or send me a message. Thank you for listening.